one shows already, or the top shows for January so far.
Wow.
So top shows from Netflix and HBO Max and Hulu and things like that. So my number one and number two shows that you always make fun of me about, Cobra Kai, number one.
Right. You know, well, people went nuts for that. I'm not saying Cobra Kai is bad. I'm just saying it's, you know, it's for people with penises.
Number one, 139 million times it's been watched.
Yep, I could see it. People love it. My boyfriend loves it.
In a week. Okay, number two. What is number two? The Mandalorian. Ugh. 98 million.
Again, you know, the Macarena was famous too. It wasn't very good.
98 million people did not buy the Macarena. Number three, I don't know why people haven't watched this so far or they're watching it again. Stranger Things.
Yeah, they're watching it again because they're waiting for the next season. You know, so people are kind of like getting, and it, you know, it's one of those shows you can watch over and over because there's so much that goes on. You miss so much. Like when I watched the first season a second time, I was like, have I ever seen this? Because there was so much going on.
I could probably watch the last the last season and not remember any of it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's a good thing to rewatch a billion times over and over.
Okay. So 50 million times. So half of The Mandalorian. Number four.
But wait, hang on a second. This is how many times people watched it. So if you get one person who's watched it 10 times, that's 10 watches, and that's one person.
Okay, but we're talking a week here. A week, okay. 50 million. All right, okay. Number four, Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a cartoon, Star Wars. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
HBO Max has The Titans, which is number five.
Okay.
Don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Next on the list, The Crown.
I'm watching it now. Okay. I'm in the middle of season four right now.
Heard it's really good. People are watching it.
You know what's so weird about it? My boyfriend and I were talking about this. Like, neither, we could care less about British royalty. I don't care what goes on with Wills and Kate and Meghan. And I could care less. Yet, this is so well written and so well done. I'm glued to these characters. It's amazing.
Well, I heard that they make the queen look really mean.
Well, no. At first, she's kind of like pretty and young. And you're like, well, no, not, you know, she's kind of sweet. You like her. And then when she comes back as Olivia Colman, you're like, ouch. You know, here's what The Crown is about. The Crown is about unrequited love. All these people, there's been a lot of them, a lot of royalty, like Charles and Margaret, who were in love with somebody they were not allowed to love. So they had to let them go. And they've been chasing that love their whole lives. So they've had miserable relationships their whole lives.
I think people just love royalty because that's so high on the list. The number two most listened to show of ours is the Queen episode.
But we were talking about Brian May and Queen, the band.
No, it was the Queen.
I'm just kidding.
Next on the list, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this must be a young audience.
Well, The Animaniacs on Hulu is next.
Yeah.
Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access. I'm surprised people actually have CBS All Access.
Nerds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But CBS, I don't get CBS All Access. Okay. Last on the list, The Witcher on Netflix.
Oh, some of my friends love The Witcher. I think it's kind of corny. I tried to watch it. To me, it's a little corny.
Okay. But 32.8 million times, The Mandalorian, 98 million times.
I know, because the Star Wars fans, Star Wars people will watch anything. They have your number. Mm-hmm. Look at all the baby Yodas that were sold at Christmas. I mean, they know what you guys love. Hey, speaking of television, I have some big news for you.
Okay.
Big news.
Dexter's coming back.
Well, that you knew. Yeah, you knew Dexter was coming back. So you know how Ray Donovan, it was the series finale?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It was done. We were done with Ray Donovan. I still follow Liev Schreiber, who played Ray Donovan. I still follow him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So he posted today, he has a picture of himself looking very handsome. He's looking great. And he wrote, back in the saddle again. Good morning, Venezia. I don't know where that is, but it's somewhere in Venice. I think that's how you say Venice in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody writes, Is there going to be any more Ray Donovan? Please say yes. And he writes back to that person. He says, yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're going back. They're doing another season of Ray Donovan, according to Liev Schreiber's Instagram.
I don't know how I feel about that, because the last season I wasn't really too hip on. I think it jumped the shark when they killed the wife.
Really? I wasn't all that into the wife. I was okay when they killed her. Yeah. She was boring. She got boring.
It jumped it right there when they killed the wife. Yeah, I wasn't that excited about the last season. All the other seasons were great.
Well, it's about Ray and his brothers. As long as Ray and the brothers are in it, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they made the brothers shake again.
So what? I disagree with you. I thought the last season was just as good as every other season. I can't get enough Ray Donovan.
I'll watch it. Oh, trust me, I'm there. I'm not going to be excited about it like I am Dexter, but I'm there when it's on. I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah, I think it's important that I just gave you a big scoop.
That is a huge scoop.
This hasn't been announced. Deadline Hollywood doesn't have this. This is literally just a few minutes ago, Liev Schreiber's Instagram.
Well, I think it's bigger news that you follow him on Instagram, that you actually care after Ray Donovan what he's doing.
Because have you seen him? Excuse me. He's hot. What do you mean you're shocked that I follow him?
I'm shocked that you follow him.
Are you kidding? I would follow him. If it wasn't COVID, I would stalk him.
Well, you kind of were when they were shooting in New York, so.
That's true. Yeah, they were shooting across the street from a radio station that I was working, where I was working. And it was him and Bunchy was out there.
Yep.
And the other brother, two of the brothers were out there. And I was out there. I was taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I was following them back and forth to the trailers.
You knew
I was out there.
Exactly where they were.